Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app. We're back to the Greg Hill Road Show.
Fall in love with old King Kong
on WEEI.
Roadshow number 5 in Wellfleet on the Cape. Wiggy, you surprise me. Because your uncle.
Yeah, my Uncle Lip, R.I.P.
Wiggy's Uncle Lip taught Wiggy everything that he knows about rock and roll.
Yeah.
And he did not introduce you to that song by Y&T.
No. I wasn't familiar with that one, but he did teach me everything about 1980s hair bands.
He did?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, he missed Y&T.
Yeah, he did miss that one.
Yeah, missed Y&T.
Did he like the Asiago chicken sandwich?
No. Lip wasn't that type of guy. No.
There is a little bit of interesting news this morning from Ian Rappaport, who is sharing that DeAndre Hopkins will visit the New England Patriots next week. Which
like
is,
it.
How do we feel about that here on Mac Island, Mac Peninsula?
Oh, there you go. That'll help Mac out. Now there'll be no excuses for all you Mac washes out there. I don't want to hear any excuses at all. New OC, and if you get DeAndre Hopkins is still a legitimate number one.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's a little bit old. I think he's going to be like 33, but he's still a talented player.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You and I were actually talking about this last night at the my new favorite greatest dive bar in the United States of America, the Woodshed.
Yep.
You were saying that he is, in your mind, is still at his age a one, like a legit one.
Yeah. I still think that D-Hop is still that type of player. Right, I think he's still.
And what's he looking for? Your guess is that he wants.
I think he's going to get that Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham got $15 million in guaranteed money, and then he got like another $3 million on top of that, could push it to $18 million. And Odell's coming off a season where he didn't play and an ACL injury where D-Hop did play. So I think D-Hop's going to be looking for that. And No, they're both 30. Excuse me.
It seems like he is pushing this out as far as possible, so he wants to arrive wherever he goes.
Right.
Like the last week of camp or whatever. I mean, does that fly with Bill at this point?
I mean, if Bill wants to sign him, and I think if Bill – I could see him now because OTAs are kind of meaningless. So this, you're saying he wants to sign the last day of training camp?
Whatever. He wants to avoid as much off-season work as he can. I don't know if that flies with Bill.
This is something that goes against what Bill is about, but this is such an important potential acquisition because it would legitimize the offense. Where you have an actual threat,
right.
And it would legitimize Mac, because if DeAndre Hopkins, with his choices of going with Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, whomever else, if he chooses the Patriots, he's choosing to play with Mac Jones, because no matter where DeAndre Hopkins signs, this is a huge season. Remember when Randy Moss got here? They got him for nothing.
Yep.
He had to rehabilitate his image. He had to restart his career, and he knew that if he went to the Patriots, he'd be playing with the greatest quarterback, and he'd be in prime time all the time. If Mac and DeAndre Hopkins have a big season, it is mutually beneficial.
And choosing to be with Mac, regardless of Bill O'Brien being there, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. I
think that's a factor.
Well, what do you mean?
You mean DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes.
Well, I mean, he knows the offense that Billy O'Brien.
But he doesn't like Billy O'Brien.
Well, they both said they're fine with it.
Fine with it. Okay, of course you're going to say that. But if what is reported is actually true of what he said to DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know how you ever forget that.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
I'll tell you how you forget it. A bag of cash with 15
million.
If you could get that anywhere else.
With a lot of millions at the end of it, that you forget it.
But if he's getting the same amount of money elsewhere, that's going to be the biggest thing. Like, if Kansas City's offering him $15 million,
he's not coming here. If he gets
he's probably not coming here. But I think he probably looks at – he might even come here for a little bit less. Because if you go to Kansas City, you're not the number one because they have Travis Kelce. If you go to Buffalo, you're not the number one. If you come here, you're the number one, and now you're getting force-fed on a one-year deal where if you do ball out, then it opens up the potential of you making a ton of money for the next 3 years. Because I believe he's 30 years old.
Could you imagine
31.
Where the quarterback and the head coach don't talk? Because everybody says Mac and Bill don't talk.
Right.
And then you have the best receiver and the offensive coordinator don't talk. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I got a little bit of hope.
That is great news.
We start the season, and Mac Island is not accepting any new boats.
Right.
Before the season starts, you can hop on.
There you go.
But if DeAndre hops on, we're very happy. But if once the season starts, I don't want to hear Wiggy. I don't want to hear Shime.
Yeah, you'll never hear me.
I don't want to hear anybody jumping on week 7, week 8 saying, you know.
You have to get on. Are you saying that they have to get on even before D-Hop visits?
No. Week? They can come. They can join up until
week game one.
September week 12th.
Right.
Yep. 4:25 when Tom Brady's honored against the
and
Eagles.
And guess what? Okay. You cannot leave Mac Island once everything is burning on it and hoping for
Greg and I are going to be with Wilson.
Island is going to be Canada.
That is it.
3 months.
We're actually, Curtis and I are going to be sending smoke signals from Mac Island. Just want to warn Courtney because of the air quality.
It can be tough for her.
I'm not allowed on Mac Island, so it doesn't matter.
Courtney, yesterday afternoon, we're all staying here on the Cape at the beautiful Ocean Edge, and they started the fire pits up yesterday afternoon. I didn't see you scrambling away because of the fire pit smoke.
Very controlled.
Oh, okay.
And actually, if you have a good fire pit, there was no smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's healthy to breathe in the fire pit smoke from the propane?
That's very different than what New York is dealing with.
Okay.
I got a couple DMs yesterday saying that this whole thing in Canada was planned.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like a wildfire that occurred because of some idiot throwing out a cigarette.
They have been, not me, the experts have been telling, I brought this up yesterday and somebody on Twitch was like, what is Greg talking about? He's an idiot. They have been, the forestry experts have been asking Canada politely to, you know, trim the fat, to clear the forest. And they refused to do it. Yesterday, the Prime Minister, Trudeau, said that the wildfires and the horrible air quality in the U.S. can be blamed on climate change, and that's how this fire started.
But if we started the fire, and sorry, Billy Joel, then how could it be related to climate change?
I don't know. Things are not... I thought things weren't growing the way they used to grow. Like, which is
it? I don't understand it.
Like, maybe the fire started and the planet was hotter, so the fire... But I don't understand.
But here's what I don't understand. I'm sorry for the pivot here. I don't get this about the climate alarmists. Like, they really want the world to be ending. Like, they're rooting for it.
Yes.
And if you say that it's not, you're an a-hole.
Right. It's like Shime and Wiggy with Mac Jones. They want him to suck.
Right. It's very true. Yeah. I feel like I'm arguing with Ken about the climate.
I don't want to have to want him.
We are at the beautiful Beachcomber in Wellfleet, Roadshow number 5. You guys are amazing. You're incredible.
And we have our first dog here, Wiggy. Watch out. Boss
Uh-oh.
Is here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
I ain't
okay.
got no food around here.
Don't bring your dog around, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Well, especially what I'm eating.
Oh, my God. Look at that beautiful dog.
I know. So cute.
I don't know.
So cute.
Executive order. Maybe we should just stay here and do the show here Monday. Would you guys be
into that? Perfect.
Yes, please.
All right.
I never want to leave.
Time to, we have to award a lead cup of chowder. And so the best lead this morning at 6:25, when we started the show with our leads, was the lead of none other than Courtney Cox.
Hey!
Coco! My week.
No brainer.
Let's take a listen to a little bit of Courtney's lead this morning.
Ten paid off.
I think it's really interesting, the narrative around Jimmy Butler right now, especially when you look back at how we all treated Jason Tatum during the finals last year. So I went and looked at the stats from the finals run last year and what Tatum had in his averages and then compared them to Jimmy Butler right now. Jason Tatum played better than Jimmy Butler's playing right now, yet the narrative
Facts.
Isn't that he is fatigued, that he is losing it for the team.
Preach.
It's all about the entire team. So when you look at it, and then you could say, well, they've only played 3 games. Maybe game 4 he turns it on. Even in the first 3 games, Jason Tatum's stats are better than Jimmy Butler's. So it's weird to me listening to how the national media and Miami media is covering the Heat right now. It's not the same outrage that we felt towards Jason Tatum
Preach.
Last year that people are showing towards Jimmy Butler.
Hallelujah! Well, good one, okay. Courtney.
Wiggy loved that lead.
I knew he would.
That is the best lead of the year so far.
Why is that?
You tell me. You're the one who was beating the drum on. Oh, give me Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Buckets, I would take him. You wouldn't want Jimmy Buckets over Jason Tatum?
It's the way it's just the way the players appear to me when it comes to their energy.
Like, have you seen Jimmy Butler's energy?
Jimmy Buckets looks to me like a guy who wants to win a championship. From time to time, Jason Tatum does not appear to have that same desire in my mind.
Well, have you seen Jimmy Butler in these finals? And
yes.
Courtney is spot on. And everybody was boo-hooing about Jimmy Butler and blah, 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 blah. Jimmy Butler, and there's no mention, Courtney, greatest lead of the year so far.
Thank you.
No, and it just goes to show you the fraudulence.
How many points does Tatum have the finals this year?
He don't have any.
Oh,
okay. Because
he's not
he don't have any. He don't have any.
How many did Jimmy have last year?
Right, exactly. I mean, we could play that game all day. The issue is when we, the Celtics, played Miami – everybody talked about, I want Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, that's the guy you want. That's the guy you want. And now Courtney brings it up. Well, where's the guy you want? He looks fatigued. He looks, what's it called? Disengaged,
mm-hmm.
right? He looks like he's just out there. If it wasn't Vincent.
Gabe Vincent.
But see, that team is constructed differently. That team is Jimmy Butler and the others.
Right.
This team, your expectation is it's Jason Tatum and then Jaylen Brown, who's an NBA all-teamer, right? So he's a max guy.
Right.
So your expectation is that Jason Tatum is going to rise to that level with Jaylen Brown.
So why are your expectations the same for Jimmy Butler?
Because Jimmy Butler, I think, has overachieved. They were an 8 seed. He's overachieved.
Now he's an overachiever.
Yes.
I think that's why people like him.
They were the number one seed last year.
Right.
Yeah.
They were the number one seed, and a couple years ago, they were in the NBA finals. This Jimmy Butler has been an all-NBA player. He's been a great player for a long time.
When Jimmy Butler was the 30th pick in the NBA
draft.
No,
I know what he was.
He's an overachiever by definition.
You know who else was a late pick in the NBA draft?
The guy from France. Manu Ginobili.
The Joker. The Joker was a late, but we're talking about where they are right now.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, Jimmy Butler's an overachiever when the guy's been in the NBA for, what, 11 years, and he's been playing at an elite level for the past 6 or 7 years?
Yeah. As solely based on their skill.
Good job, Courtney.
Solely based on their skill, who's a more talented basketball player?
Jason Tatum.
Tatum.
It's not even close.
Wait, we're not talking about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So those that maximize their skill overachieve. Those that don't are underachieving.
Who's the Jason Tatum of the Miami Heat?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay, right. So that's what we're saying.
That's the conversation.
That's the conversation.
Right. Somebody just said, what, Jason Tatum doesn't make anybody better? Yeah, they're saying he does. Jason Tatum.
How's Jimmy Butler doing? The guy that everybody wanted. How's Jimmy Butler doing this year?
We're never going to win this one, but no. Great lead. Great
thank
lead.
You.
Hell of a lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
Get her a lobster roll.
Good morning to those that are watching the show on Twitch, and you can do that every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. This show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And I'll tell you what, you're going to want to be watching the show at 9. When I believe our official weather smoke will take the WEEI Storm Center weather, what do we call that?
The Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take the Weather Center down to the beach and do a live beach forecast. Is that accurate?
I got this new Weather Center pouch in lieu of a pay raise.
Okay. Curtis brought the Weather Center with him.
Wow. Stunning.
I'm going to be like Forrest Gump. I'm going to lead everybody down the beach. And we're just going to walk.
All right. So maybe we'll go outside via Twitch, and then those that are here can join you.
Right. I'm sure it'll fail miserably.
For a beach weather forecast coming up later. All right. Here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This week's Greg Hill Roadshow is presented by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, New England. And by Copeland Subaru Hyannis. By Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority. And by Nauset Disposal.
We'll be right back.
Kilmer in Wellfleet, and a lot going on here this morning. Hopefully you had a chance to check the show out on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And right now on Twitch, I believe we can go outside and appreciate the artistry of the official courtroom artist of this program, Sensei, who is, give Sensei a round of applause.
Oh, that is so cool.
So he is out there now painting the Abbey Road version of the mascots for
that
all of the Boston sports team. So,
yeah, he's talented.
What's your
he?
Favorite? Who's your favorite?
Oh my God, that's like picking your favorite
I
kid.
Know.
Curtis loves Wally.
Wally and I go way back.
Yeah, I mean, in
Wally's
that photo,
dad Sam doesn't like me very much.
Yeah, Wally looks great there. Yeah. I think I'm a lucky girl though.
Let me see the picture.
You sure are.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I'm a big Blades fan, if I'm being honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like the Boston Lobsters got screwed.
Yeah. Lucky can just do flips, which I always find very fascinating.
Don't you? Do you ever wish that you had talent? Not that you don't, but when artistic talent, like that you could draw.
I
wish that I could sing.
Okay.
Well, nowadays you ain't got to sing. Just look at Taylor Swift. It's all out.
Greg, if we're talking about mascots,
turn his mic off.
Yeah, turn his mic off.
Didn't the Nuggets mascot make like $1 million a year?
It was like $750,000.
Yeah, it was
$750,000. So he's in the NBA Finals. Do you think he gets like a bonus on top of that?
Yeah, probably.
Gets a ring.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is such a – I never got that when I was, the Baldwin at BC. That sounded like the worst job.
It's a hard job. And at BC, it's like you get a book scholarship.
Right, and you get nothing to cheer for.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, unfortunately, Courtney brought up yesterday that Taylor Swift fans are attending her concerts – wearing adult diapers, and she said that she wishes that she had did that.
That is not what went down. I just said it was a very good idea because I missed one of my favorite songs while I was in the bathroom, and that's the worst feeling. I should have looked at the set list. It's on me. But the fact that people are wearing diapers, good on them.
Oh, so she puts out her set list of music that she's going to do?
People put out the set list.
Every artist does
that. Okay, so you know exactly what songs are coming.
Yeah.
But I feel like, again, back to the cult, I don't want to suggest that it's a cult, but if you're an adult wearing adult diapers and it's not because you have some sort of an issue, you're doing it so that you don't miss a song.
I don't know if it's uncomfortable. Worried. I'm sure you have to wear them sometimes. So I don't know if you could talk about it.
Well, I can only imagine at the Bruce concert how many going problems there are with the men that are at that event. Yeah. I mean, the men's room must be like a 2-hour wait.
Yeah.
But the thing with Taylor Swift, it's just this cult where every chick has to outdo the other with how big their fandom is. So it's like, you're not a real fan unless you're peeing your pants at the concert. It's absurd.
Yeah.
And they get, what other concert? Do you think this will go to other places? You're the music guy. I met a very nice lady who's been listening to you for 30 years.
30 years? Where is she?
Right in the front. Yeah.
Give her a round of applause. 30 years. Thank you.
She was hard of hearing. This new phenomena of people going to the concert outside of the concert.
Yeah.
Is that going to go to, Janet Jackson's on a tour?
I can't believe that people drive and sit in the parking lot without seeing the artist at all. They're just hearing it.
When the
artist is that big, though, like I can see Taylor Swift, I could see Beyonce, I could see Rihanna's fans like that. Janet's probably not what she used to be, so you probably don't have to do, like Bruce, you probably don't have to do that for.
Country Fest, people have been doing it for years. They don't have tickets to the show, but they go to the tailgate and they
When the artist is that big, like Taylor Swift, even though we might bust her chops a little bit, is on another level, so I can see 20,000 people standing outside the same way they would for Beyonce.
You should, so that you never miss a trending, you should try wearing adult diapers on the radio show.
Work for Ordway.
I think that I would be pee shy. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
It's like how you're fart shy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have to be. To a certain level.
No one would know.
Well, if I did it for the show, I would have to tell you.
It would
guys.
Only be interesting if we knew she was doing
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so you want her to tell us? All right, I'm about to pee right now.
And there's this great thing with James's diaper; it changes color, so if he went, it's like the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But do you think you get used to adult diapers and you just go like when you're driving or whatever? Is it like is that how it works?
In this day and age, I saw it at the local pharmacy in Southie. I saw a gentleman purchasing them. Wouldn't that be an online order? Like, I mean, no judgment. You know, we all have our issues. Yeah. But like with Amazon, you can literally get anything delivered. Nobody knows what the hell it is.
Yeah.
But you go to the store to pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, they put you in a diaper after you give birth, I believe.
There's So, I had two.
But it's uncomfortable, though. Right. Like,
oh, yeah.
No one wants to sit in that.
I mean, who's debating?
Correct.
Well, I'm saying for people who are wearing them as adults. Like,
they don't wear them because they want to. They wear them because they have to.
Yeah. Unless they're going to Taylor Swift, then they wear them because they
want to. Right, so that's my point. It's got to be uncomfortable.
All right. Chime, you and Courtney have an issue. When it comes to an attempted explanation on some tweets from a member of the Boston Red Sox.
And I know this is going to infuriate some people because it is a hot button topic, if you will.
Right.
And any time that religion comes into it, listen, I'm a Catholic. I went to Catholic school my whole life.
Same.
Santo and I are actually getting married in the church this year. And it's just interesting.
Hold on. You're doing another wedding?
Oh. Does this one cost like $3,500 to go to?
Explain this to me.
Where do you want to know if it's in the Sixtine Chapel?
My dad would like us to get married in the church, so we are going with our parents and getting married in the church. So I will be in a white dress.
What was last time then?
We got married outside.
So that don't count?
Not in the eyes of
Isn't God everywhere?
No. Yes, he is. I said that.
Did you have to go to a priest to get his understanding of something he'll never do?
Well, we do have to do pre-Cana. I just hate when people use religion as kind of a scapegoat for something that they did that was frowned upon. And of course, these tweets surfaced from 2021. He deleted them right away. He basically said that if you are gay, you are not going to go to heaven. And he deleted it right away. His explanation yesterday, I may be in the minority here. I think that it is an absolute fraudulent statement.
Sean, you got some support on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's also Pride Month. So happy Pride, everybody.
Well, I got to hear what he said.
Yeah, let's hear his. And by the way, he's no longer on the team. He was DFA'd after the game.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
It was 2 years ago. I got to add some context into that. So I first read the Bible in December 2020. When I read it, I was super convicted of myself and the life that I was living. And I knew immediately in my heart that I wasn't going to make it to heaven. And so it really affected me, and I believed it with all my heart. The Bible says being born again, so I was born again in December. And then a few months later, I went to Japan, and that's when I started reading all the way through the Bible and more. The love of God seeped into my heart, and it was less about me now, but it was about everybody else in the world. I do regret the tweet in the sense that it came off hurtful, and it hurt a lot of people, and that's the last thing that I want to do is hurt people.
So
y'all are really upset with that?
No, no, no.
Well, because he's using the
explanation.
Because all he's doing, he's saying, I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
What do you think you were doing when you sent that tweet?
But back then, though, he was in a different mindset.
And he said that when
found,
he read the Bible.
He found the Lord and all that.
Well, yeah, but the bigger issue is that if he actually read the book, that's not the message.
Right.
What?
Like, you have the Bible is not like this. This.
Come on now, where are you going with it?
It's not this constitution of law. Oh. It is a book. It is like this book in front of
right.
you. There's themes and there's messages within the book.
I don't want to get struck by lightning.
That's fine.
This
Trust
dude.
Me. I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Like there's. It is a book. It is literature.
So it's man. So it's man-made. You're gonna tell me next, right?
Yeah, it is man-made. That's exactly
that
what
coming.
It is.
I just. I knew
that's
that
actually
was
exactly what it is.
I knew that was coming.
I also just can't take the whole like I read the Bible and I realized I wasn't going to get to heaven, so I became a born again. When you lose your virginity, you lose your virginity. There's no going back. So whether or not you go through a ceremony
I gotta move
or not,
over now.
Preach.
So wait a second. So now you can't repent and be born again.
You
I don't
can,
know where to sit. I'm going to get struck by all types.
You can
Listen,
repent.
Lord, it ain't me.
You can
it
repent.
Ain't me.
You can repent, but at the same time, just, it doesn't put it
yeah,
back
people,
in the box.
People, listen.
I
grew up Catholic. I'm not I'm not like this super big religious person.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people, my in-laws are super religious. And there are people that in the Bible and I'm no Bible expert, and I ain't going to go down this road, but there are people who believe, you know, certain things what the Bible tells them. Man should be married to a woman, that
they,
kind of thing.
Could
and then people change.
Could so, people just keep that to themselves?
No, no, they, no, 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 with Bible pushes.
Do they need to be telling everybody else?
Yes, listen, I played in plenty of locker rooms, and those guys are the worst, the Bible pushes.
But that's the
but
issue, right?
But there are like, plenty of them. But
I'm tired of people
But I get
using.
What he's saying, though. Like, where he's at now, he's
Well, he's where he's at now is not on the Boston Red Sox.
And the bigger issue is that people
What's
continue
the issue?
To use religion
but that's
as
their
a,
belief
as a way to start wars and
that's their belief
hate.
Though
it doesn't matter
it's
though,
religion that's how they believe though that's
so
what they
why,
believe
so
you're gonna tell somebody you can't believe that way because
no,
you
that's
don't
not
believe
what
that
we're
way
telling. I'm
that's
no.
what it sounds like to
no,
me
he
am
can
I
do
wrong
whatever
on this one Greg
he
does
do
it sound like they're saying
religion is
you're
not
using your beliefs to
create
tell
hate.
Us what you believe
what
I need help What it somebody help me?
What it sounds like to me is you're very afraid of your in-laws, as we all are.
That's what it,
all right. Speaking of that, where's Mrs. Wiggins?
I don't know.
You guys want to? You want Mrs. Wiggins to be here before the end of the show?
Yes.
I do.
You shouldn't have gave her Manhattans. That's
okay,
all I know.
Right. That's my fault. It's actually the woodshed's fault, or the fault of the staff at Pace.
No, it's your fault because you. She was like, "What are you drinking?" And you were like, "Oh, I'm." It was that. Was it Manhattan?
Manhattan. Yeah.
And she's
perfect.
Like, oh, I'll try one of these.
Yeah. Up and sweet.
All right.
Slippery slope.
Poor Eamon can't even look up this morning.
I want to. Speaking of staff, I want to thank and you guys. Can we thank Dan and his staff here at the Beachcomber? They got up super early this morning to host us. This is the second year in a row. They have outdone themselves again with the food and the drink and everything here at the Beachcomber. So. I want to thank those guys. We got to take a quick break. Before we do that, though, just want to remind you that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio for whatever the reason, you can stream it at weei.com every day. You can download the Audacy app. That is AUDACY. And you can listen to us on the dunes of the Cape, as was once sung in the Pina Colada song, or wherever you are.
Right.
And you can also wake up every morning and ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI, New England's sports original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Poor Courtney. She has to be stuck on the road with these guys.
T's and P's, Courtney.
This is the Greg Hill Road Show on WEEI.
Drums, please.
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm.
Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it.
Wiggy on the turntables. He's got two turntables and a microphone.
That is it.
And
Chris Rock just turned it off.
Well, you know what? I'll be talking about that man's wife. That is probably the best summertime song, hands down.
LFO Summer Girls.
Not like Will Smith Summertime. You hear that, you know you're like, you're summertime.
We're at the Beachcomber, and it is roadshow number 5. 1 week from today, we will be in New Hampshire for roadshow number 6, and then the following Friday, sadly, we will wrap up the roadshow season in Hampton Beach, Wiggy's favorite, or at least it was Wiggy's favorite beach till he got here. But we will be at Bernie's Beach Bar on the 23rd of June for the final roadshow. It's been a pretty successful season so far.
This is the biggest crowd we've ever had at any of these.
I think it is. You guys are
good job.
Yeah, place is jammed. Courtney and Shime.
Hello.
Brought up Matt Dermody and a tweet that in which he essentially said that you would go to hell if you were if you're gay and you're a sinner and you're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He attempted, I guess, to in some way, shape, or form apologize, but not really. He's no longer a member of the Boston Red Sox. However, there are those that want to speak about that discussion that you just had. And we'll start with Corey, who is from Springfield. Corey, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing? I'm originally from Boston, but I'm living out of Springfield now.
Awesome. What's up?
I love all of you guys since day one, and I've been listening since like 97, but it's beyond that. And
thank you.
Wiggy, me and you have some of the same friends in Boston, in East Boston. But
okay.
I wanted to say, Sean, you are absolutely right, and so was Courtney. But one thing about the Bible is it's a handbook. It's basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's just like what you get at work for a handbook. That's what it is. And I don't have no apologies for that because that's exactly what it is.
So you're saying it's God's employee handbook is what it is.
Exactly. Yes, that's basically exactly what it is. And the other thing is marriage, when they say you become one, there's only one time you can become one. And that's in your book too. If you read, like Sean said, you got to read. The only time you can become one is when you're doing the deed. That's the only time you become one. So this reborn Christian stuff.
Corey, not in the case of Courtney and Santo, they're going to become two because they're having a second wedding ceremony.
Yeah,
so they get more gifts.
I understand that. That's based on her religion and you know how they do things, and that's why they say religion divides us. You know, that's
Corey,
why they say religion
you.
Really does divide us. But
Corey, thanks for the call. The Red Sox get rid of the... I don't even know... I mean...
What a dumb thing. So you bring this guy in. Yeah. Either you didn't do the due diligence or you did and you knew it, which makes... I don't know. Both are bad.
Yep.
To give you how many innings? 5 innings? So the value of whatever morality this may have cost you with whatever fraction of the fan base that is now offended by it, you did all of that. Talk about a cost-benefit analysis that never was even applied. Like, it's one thing if he's a great player. Like, totally different situation. But who is the receiver who had the DUI that the Patriots brought in?
Michael Floyd.
So the Patriots needed a receiver. Michael Floyd was a guy that had a very checkered background, had a DUI. You bring him in. But at least he was a great potential threat on a team that was championship ready. The Red Sox are nowhere near a title. And you brought this guy in with this baggage, and I don't care about anything. I will never tell anybody what to believe. It's your business between you and God if you believe or not. But there is nothing that Jesus, if he is what we may hope he is, that would be in any way in line with judging people you've never met, saying they will go to hell.
Yeah. Right.
Treating people well, whether that's God or anybody else. At no point does a religious man, a truly religious person, denigrate someone else because they disagree.
There you go.
And I want to make it clear, you should believe whatever you want to believe. Yeah. I don't hate him for what he believes. I'm mad at him because he hurt people that are a fan of the sport. I have a lot of friends that are gay that are baseball fans.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine being somebody who is gay reading that tweet. Yeah. That's all that
you don't realize there are people, and see, this is why I never really get into, there's two conversations I don't like to get into is religion and politics, but there are people who have religious beliefs about how they and feel they, and yes, what they read they in the them. Bible.
Yes.
Right, but you shouldn't, like, you're knocking,
but that doesn't give you an excuse
but you're
to be
knocking,
mean to people.
No, you're knocking this man because of his religious beliefs, even if they might not be right in your eyes. Like, I could care less who you marry. Guy marries guy marries girl, guy marries two girls. I can care less. But I understand that there are people that have specific religious beliefs.
I happen to like guy marries two girls.
Right.
You can do that.
That's one of the
options. A girl marries two guys. I mean, listen, I'm a.
That's one of the options.
I'm a huge fan of Sister Wives.
I got you. All right. We got to take a quick break. We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. For Roadshow number 5, presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. Coming up, Curtis, are you following the New England Patriots on social media? I think you may have an issue with what they are tweeting about, and I might agree with you. So we'll get to that coming up from Cape Cod on the Greg Hill Show here at Yes! With a bunch of incredible people from Cape Cod. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.